Hello, this is Father Thaddeus Langton with the 90 Days for the Souls in Purgatory. Today is day 84. Today we intercede for those who were executed. Now, we could never know with complete certainty in this life if all of those who were executed were actually guilty of their crimes. But we can presume at least in some of the cases that likely they were. And so they face death with the knowledge that they themselves have brought this upon themselves, a knowledge that likely weighs upon them, and now they are in purgatory awaiting their final purification. We come to their aid with our prayers, with our sacrifices, so that they may find relief. They know, as all the souls in purgatory know, that they are saved, that there is hope, that they will enter into heaven. But in the meantime, they must be purified, and perhaps from those things, those crimes that they committed, that brought about their very execution. This points to what I had mentioned some time ago about the necessity not only to confess our sins, but also to make reparation for our sins. Because God indeed forgives immediately all of our sins when we ask it of Him, especially through the sacrament of confession. But we also need to make reparation for our sins. And some of our sins are such that it's very hard to make full reparation. In fact, that is why Jesus died, because none of us alone can make full reparation. Only He can do so as the God-man. But these souls now suffer in purgatory to make continued retribution to God's justice for what they have done in this life. But we know that all is not lost. And so I encourage you today to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet for the souls of those who were executed, for criminals who lost their lives because of their crimes. And we can also, in a particular way, I encourage you, when you hear about executions, much like Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, when she heard of the execution of a famous criminal in France, she prayed for him in a specific way. I remember when I heard that as a kid, growing up in Texas, where capital punishment still is permitted, I would pray when I knew that there was going to be an execution that took place. It is a way to accompany them so that they can soon enter into the joy of heaven. Let us conclude. Immaculate Mary, Star of the Sea, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. Saint Stanislaus Papchinski, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. God bless.